Or the ultimate irony, guy with a voice box pulling up to the drive-thru window at McDonald's. That has to suck, huh? Can I help you, Big Mac and a large order of fries? Stop making fun of me. I'm not making fun of you. I'm getting the manager. Get the fucking manager. I don't care.
I want to win the games using the dice playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the games using the dice playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
A full day of play.
Yeah, we got a whole long night ahead of us still. It is early. This is the early show. It's only 10:30 in the morning. Episode 41. I don't think we've ever done a show this early before.
Probably not. Not since I started.
And now, instead of going on 2 hours of sleep like last... Oh, I know what my problem is. There we go. There we go. Now you won't fuck up the microphone or the speakers.
Because I need to get close.
Yeah. You sounded good on the last one. It was real loud. It was like perfect volume. So
good.
Except for when you were coughing in the microphone.
Oh, was
that? That was one time where it was way too loud. Yeah. That's all right, though. We're back. We don't have Wolf with us this time. He had some pressing family matters to deal with or something. I bet he stayed up all night playing Final Fantasy and didn't want to drive his ass down here.
I think he was at least planning to go to school.
Oh, yeah. Huh? He had class, even. I wonder what happened. Well, I guess it really was family business. Who knows? Of course, when you get to those really great parties, you don't want to leave for the world, you know? In any case, let's see. Was it last show? No, it was the show before that where we had like 2 hours of sleep, or I did.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing it so early today. And we're worse off this time. We got no sleep now. So we'll see how fast this one deteriorates. But you brought up a really, really good topic to open the show that I thought was fantastic a minute ago.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about the MMORPG invasion. Just every company that is anything is making an MMORPG these days.
Every single one of them, it seems like,
yeah.
Too. You know, I mean, there's gotta be, like, of the ones that you know, there's probably like 5. But have you looked around though? There's like 45.
Yeah, and there's like hella more coming out in the
yeah.
next few months here.
Which I don't understand because there's only so many paying customers.
Oh yeah, the market's gonna flood really bad.
I think it's already getting pretty bad. I thought it was pretty cool when it was just EverQuest and I could kind of look at all that group and say, well, that's the MMORPG crowd, you know, the paying crowd. I wasn't into it, you know, so I didn't care. It was great. But now I'm starting to care because some of them are kind of cool. You know, and I'm really getting into it because of that Dungeons & Dragons feel, which is what I think they really have going for them, but you gotta pay for the thing, which is a big thing for most people. But why does there have to be a million of them?
Well, you have to understand, if you look at it from a business point of view, you have even 400,000 people who play a game. They're all paying $12 a month.
But I think that's on the high end, though, right? Look at EverQuest, they've only got 500,000 people, too, right?
Yeah.
Right, and Final Fantasy's got just over 500,000 people. I'm sure more, we don't know since the PS2Bs have invaded, I don't know what their numbers are looking at right now, but I'm sure it's a lot more. I mean, how many PS2 players have you seen? Just tons.
Yeah.
You know, and this is just on the one server, there's like 30 servers.
Yeah, there's, and so you get millions of dollars a month, and companies going, oh man, we gotta get a piece of this pie.
Problem is they're going to cut out the slices. They're going to be too small.
Yeah.
You know? But you know what, though? There's like I said before, there's only like 5 that I even think about. And you know, you think of like World of Warcraft, EverQuest, Lineage, Final Fantasy.
There's City of Heroes. Is that what it's called?
City of Heroes. Yeah, the comic book one. But do you think about it? Do you constantly find yourself going, God, I wonder how that game is? I know Hunter does. He's really interested in that one. I don't. You might.
It looks like it could be interesting.
I bet it is.
Like, most of these start out, you're fighting rats.
Yeah.
snakes and stuff like that. And in this one, you're right from the get-go, right when you start this game up, you're fighting burglars.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And stuff like that.
Huh. That's pretty neat.
And then you build yourself up to supervillains.
That's awesome. That's a way better idea than killing, like, the Ninja Turtles before they were Ninja Turtles, you know? Starting out in the sewers, killing little, you know, Splinters and little Michelangelos and Donatellos. And they're whooping your ass. Yeah. That's the best part. How do you have a guy, like a first level guy, that gets his ass kicked by a rabbit? You know, blows my mind. But yet we accept it, and we don't even question it. You're fighting rabbits at level 45, and you're still cool with it, you know? As opposed to fighting some kind of burly orcs or other weird beastmen type things, you know, or dragons and whatnot. There should be a point where it just could be like these fat creatures, but there's not. You keep fighting the same crab.
Well, that's in Final Fantasy,
at least. Yeah. I know. I mean, it's like the same models, you know. I mean, that's
their problem is they're used to single-player RPGs.
I think so.
And they built it around their experience.
Which is why I think we have such a limited number of items in that game, too. Because you're expected to have a certain item at a certain level. You know, but back to the too many of them part, though. We don't want to get, you know,
right, all
into Final Fantasy. It just happens. It just takes over. I was dreaming about camping Leaf and Lizzie last night. It was horrible. Oh, it pissed me off. But, okay. You look at a game like, well, EverQuest and Final Fantasy, right?
Probably the two biggest games, right?
Yeah, I think by far. Well, actually, that and Lineage. Believe it or not, Lineage 1's got way more than both of those.
Really?
There's 4 million Lineage 1 players. There's 500,000 EverQuest players.
Damn.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Not here in the U.S. though. Nobody here likes it. The first one.
I've never even read it.
It was a Korean game.
Really?
Yeah. They brought it over here a little bit later, and it just, nobody cared, because we're looking at EverQuest as the big one at the time. And it's 3D, it's got 4 expansions or 3, whatever, you know, whatever they had when Lineage came out. And Lineage was like Ultima Online, like 2D,
right.
You know, I mean, it was pretty weak, so we were kind of like, yeah, whatever, you know, this didn't fly. And it didn't do too well here, but look at Lineage 2. The graphics are outstanding. Have you seen any of the stuff for it?
I haven't really been looking.
Oh, my God. I mean, blows everything I've seen except for maybe EverQuest 2 away. I mean, seriously, insane-looking graphics. World of Warcraft's got a really cartoony look to it, which, believe it or not, as much shit as I talk about it, I'm only doing it because I'm sick and tired of people telling me this is the second coming of Christ here, you know? Everybody says that this game is going to be so huge, and nobody's played it, you know? So I have to be the guy who says, you know, oh, you guys don't know what you're talking about. This game's good. I just to piss them off. I just like getting into arguments with people. I don't know. They just won't give it a chance and let it, you know, stand on its own. They build it up too high ahead of time, so I got to tear it down. Just, you know, I don't know why I'm an asshole. But
someone's got to do it.
Someone has to do it, right? Might as well be me. Fuck them, right? I'm not going to join their bandwagon and, you know, kiss some Blizzard's ass for no reason. We don't know if it's going to be a good game. It could totally suck. Remember Warcraft Adventures? Yeah, I don't either.
Well,
yeah.
It never came out.
Exactly. It sucked. And they knew it, too.
But that's the whole thing. Blizzard has never put out a product, never put it out on the shelves.
But it could be argued that Diablo 2 sucks. I can't stand that game.
I couldn't really stand Diablo 1.
See, I thought that was cool. Yeah, but at the time, it was like a new idea, though.
Yeah.
Which is what it had going for it, really. Because after a while, if you beat it once, you do get kind of tired of it. Finger starts to go numb. You know,
but it had a huge following.
Yeah.
A lot of people loved the hell out of it.
There was a lot of cheats, though. That's really, you know, that's what killed it for me. Diablo 2 came out, they fixed a lot of the cheats, but it was the exact same fucking game. That's what I had a problem with, which is why I didn't like it at all. So, like, sure, it's a great game, and it could be argued that, like, you know, okay, Warcraft 2 and 3, same fucking game as Warcraft 1, you know. But
I don't know if I could argue 3.
But 3 is awful. Maybe 3. Yeah, 3 does kind of stand on its own.
1 and 2 are pretty darn similar.
But they are. But look at that. I mean, the difference between 1 and 2 was so great that, like, 1 was, like, pretty damn cool and a lot of people liked it. But 2 made this monster storm. You know, everybody played 2. Everybody had it. They just released a new BattleNet Edition version of it, you know, a couple months back and maybe a year ago now. And this game's old and it's still just, you know, dedicated players too, because it was such a good game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we've got Warcraft 3, which it does blow everything out of the water, but how the hell did I get from MMORPGs and too many of them?
We're talking about WoW.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But
Alright, I need to focus on that then. Just because that's what we gotta talk about is the MMORPGs. And in any case, I have been looking at more screenshots and stuff. And you were watching videos earlier, you know, and I'm looking over your shoulder going, wow! And I must say, you know, it's starting to look a lot better than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not impressed at all with the interface. It still looks like all of them have the same interface. Boxes all along the sides, you know, a chat box on the bottom, maybe you can move it around. You've got a couple macros somewhere on there, you know, maybe at the bottom, maybe on the side, you can move it around. You've got hit points and whatnot. But one of the things I noticed in some of the screenshots I was looking at that I thought were pretty cool was, at least in the beta, I was looking at a screenshot that showed the monster, and it had, like, on top of the screen, like a big face, like a blown-up, zoomed-in version of the monster's face, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you knew clearly what you had targeted and were fighting, and it showed his hit points and a number, not just a bar, but you knew exactly how many hit points that dude had, exactly how much mana he had, and what buffs he had on him, and like, some other weird crap. Like, what level he was, I think, was on there, too. Like I said, 18-plus for the guy I happened to be looking at.
Really?
Which was kind of neat, because I like knowing. I hate going into a fight and I'm thinking, oh my god, you know. I can understand if they don't do it on the first fight. You never fought the thing before.
Right, but learn.
You know, yeah, maybe after you kill it, maybe you learn. You know, or maybe that was a skill, maybe I didn't know.
That would be cool. If one of the classes,
like a ranger, could learn, that would be awesome. Learn what creatures have
or
exactly
like spy it or something.
Yeah, that would be neat. That would be really neat. All right, so
what game was this?
World of Warcraft.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, I mean, from what I saw, I don't know, it looks like it's improving. A lot more. I still have this issue with the graphics, though, that it just looks too friggin' bright and colorful and cartoony.
It's what the Warcraft world
is. I know,
is.
Which is why they have to do it, and I have to accept that and get over it. And I have to deal, but I don't have to like it. Because when you look at that versus a screenshot of Lineage 2, I mean, it's I'd have to be pretty wasted to say that Warcraft 2 looks better, because, I mean, damn, the graphics for Lineage are nice. I mean, Lineage 2. Right. I mean, they're just freaking amazing. Only that game's got its own fair share of props. I just hope that Blizzard does something special, because all these games coming out, they're all the same. They really come down to the same thing.
Well, yeah, and that's the whole problem with so many of them coming out, because there's only so much you can do with the genre. It's as much as a lot of people love this genre and get hooked on it for so long, it's a very limited style of game.
It is. Lots and lots of combat, some bullshit quests thrown in, crafting to waste time and money.
It boils down to acquisition.
It does. Yes, it does. Because, you know, and I fought that for a long time. I really did. I was like, man, these guys get obsessed with items and shit. What's wrong with them? You know, and then now I find myself going, I gotta have this item. And it's, you know, I have sat there for the last week and not really played Final Fantasy. I've been camping dudes for items, you know?
Man, all these games, they boil down to acquiring levels, acquiring items, acquiring fame, acquiring glory, acquiring
and
all these
it
things.
It works so well because you keep it. It's not like if you sit down and play, you know, Dot Hack or Xenosaga or Final Fantasy, a single player one, you know? Because that goes away. You know, this is just you in your own little box, and it goes away. So you beat the game. This, I think, has such a huge appeal because you think, I am famous amongst, you know, these
people.
These other people, right? They know me. I log on, they're like, yo, dude, what's going on? You're my hero. You know, join my group. You got the fattest armor I've ever seen or whatever. You know, I think that's like a big draw for it. But you look at the companies, you got to get their money on. And now we've got every freaking even Microsoft was working on one called not Asheron's Call, another one.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say they've had
two, right?
Mm-hmm.
One and two. Now Asheron's they've got Call. Yeah. I heard two just totally sucked.
That's what I heard too.
Yeah.
I played one and didn't like it at all.
Really? I knew a guy that was hooked on that game.
I downloaded one of those free weeks games throw out, and I never saw another person.
See, that's what I hear about Horizons. The new one, it's another new one that just came out. Now, Ode has this thing about, like, changing games every couple of weeks, even if he doesn't, like, want to. He just does. I don't understand it. But he tried playing Horizons a while back, telling us how fat it was, trying to get us out of Final Fantasy, while he's all ahead of us in Horizons. And, oh, you know what? Yesterday was, oh, damn, I thought it was today. Actually, I thought it was the 15th. Yesterday was his birthday. I think he turned 25 yesterday.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah. Wherever you are out there, Ode, I know he's not listening anyway. But he tried playing Horizons, and one of the things that he did mention was that there's nobody out there. You know, and this is a lot of companies are going to lose a lot of money because there's only so many people that are willing to pay. Let's say just in the United States and Japan, I'd say we got a pretty good idea. There's probably like, at most, what do you think, like 2 or 3 million people that are doing this? That are paying to play these kind of games. You figure 1 million between Final Fantasy and EverQuest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you figure there's like 400,000 in Dark Age of Camelot. And with all the rest of them out there, there's gotta be another 500,000, you know?
Yeah.
The top three are the ones that are making all the money. The rest of the guys, I don't see how they're staying in business. The 20 dudes that are paying them $15 a month aren't doing it, you know?
Yeah. And that's the whole point. You go into this one of these games and you can't find anybody, you can't play it.
Yeah.
You need other people.
Unfortunately, you do. Yeah.
And so that's the problem. Another problem with so many of these coming out, it gets too spread out, too thin, and no one's going to be able to play it.
But that's not going to happen. What's going to happen is everybody's going to move to, like, just like it is now, like 3 or 4 games. And nobody's going to play the rest of them, and they're going to die. You know, everybody's going to be playing World of... Like, I hate to admit it, but just because it's coming from Blizzard, I think it's going to be hugely popular. Just because. They have such a huge fan base from their other stuff.
Well,
Warcraft or not,
Final Fantasy is the same way.
That's true.
You gotta realize that.
That's true. Very, very true.
People are playing Final Fantasy because it comes from Square.
That's true. Very true. Unlike EverQuest, who did start from the ground up and earned every single person they had.
Yeah.
They didn't have anything before that. Nobody said, oh, I can't wait to play this game. You know, just because it's from? No. That didn't happen.
No,
they worked hard.
I'm pretty sure Verint was a brand new company.
I'm sure they had other stuff. I mean, even if they did, it wasn't huge. Because I couldn't tell you what they did.
I don't think so. I think EverQuest was Verint's first. I think it was, they were all seasoned developers.
I'm sure.
But it was the first and only, because Verint's gone now.
Yeah, yeah.
Got swallowed up by some.
They did some damn good work, apparently, to get all those people hooked on their game. But there can only be so many winners in this game.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have 50 of these games out soon. And some of them look really promising. World of Warcraft looks pretty good. You know, it looks better every day. Lineage 2 looks better every day. You know, even EverQuest 2, I spent some time this morning looking at screenshots and stuff.
Oh my god, those graphics are sick.
They are, nice. You know, you know what, the player models aren't that great though. Like, the stuff is cool, like some of the guys, like the Minotaur guys look pretty cool. Like,
those,
it was a creature.
Skeletons, did you see the
skeletons look badass, right?
Like all those bone cracks.
Yeah, oh my god. The what else was I looking at? That was cool. The tiger dudes. I think are they in the regular EverQuest?
Yeah, they're people.
They're players. Yeah, okay, right. They look pretty good, but like most of the human and elf stuff, I didn't think looked good at all. It looked kind of claymation-y. It really did. It was weird. It didn't look good at all. Then you know, on the same side, I'm staring at these Lineage 2 photographs, you know, or screenshots, just going, "Holy crap!" The problem there is, I swear to God, 80% of the players are playing a dark elf female. The characters are so good looking that every single person is playing those. You know, you see like one dwarf run by, a bearded chick, and then like 750,000, you know, female dark elves running around. It's I keep hearing this in the forums, you know. And I guess there was such a big problem with them that I guess the dwarf chicks look really young. I mean, like 12 to 14, right? And I guess it doesn't work out well because a lot of people, myself, I picture them like kind of more stout, you know, like short and kind of wide, right?
Yeah.
And kind of dirty because they're underground and they're working in the fucking mines and shit and smithing and all that stuff, you know,
right.
And they're working over the forge all day. And, you know, I have no problem with the female bearded dwarves if they're kind of, if they look like that. But these are like cutesy looking, animated out rave chicks. I think some of us have it set in our mind that's what a dwarf is.
Yeah.
You know, I do. You know, but I think a lot of people don't. I don't know where they got the idea of this cutesy little raver chick for a dwarf.
Kind of sounds like...
You should see the screenshot. It's crazy.
Kind of sounds like a combination between a gnome and a dwarf.
I don't know. It's like... Not quite. You'd have to see it.
Yeah.
It's friggin' weird. I'll have to pull up a screenshot. It's weird.
Alright.
But it doesn't bother me, but a lot of people are bothered by it. Because I don't know why. I mean, I don't know if there's some... weird freaky thing that goes on in the game that I don't know about, you know? You know? Hell, even The Sims they got online. You pay to play that?
Yes.
God damn.
And from what I hear, that's just one big cyber sex.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Even my mom had heard something on the news and called me about it. It was like, what is this game that I hear about? And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I had no idea. You know, and she was telling me all about it. I was like, holy shit. This is freaky. I'm sorry, Mom. I don't know.
Gotta apologize for games that yeah. I've been playing.
Is this the crap that you've been playing? No. Yeah, right. But I don't know. I do think that it's going to come down to a lot of places are going to close down. We're going to see. I mean, Microsoft isn't going anywhere. Blizzard's not going anywhere. Square's not going anywhere. See, Sony's not going anywhere.
That's the sad thing.
Exactly. Those are the games that everybody's going to be playing, too. Why? Because they're from those companies.
Right.
Which is why I have to attack World of Warcraft. Because all these people want to play it because it's from Blizzard. You know, and it's just like, it's a personal attack. That's what it is. It's because they're telling me how every other game sucks. Whether or not they've played Final Fantasy, whether or not they've played EverQuest, oh, they suck. I'm playing World of Warcraft. That's why I get into such arguments.
Yeah. That's the whole problem, is you get these companies that are struggling, trying to put out something decent. They go, here's our meal ticket. We can make money, we can get a good financial basis, and we can make other games. And they're going to fall.
They get steamrolled by Microsoft. And there's, you know, or whoever.
Right.
And there's nothing they can do. I don't think they can compete. Look at, Horizons looked like a decent game. It had some cool ideas. There's no zoning.
Yeah, that's cool.
Isn't that neat? I like that a lot. I mean, Ode told me, and I said, what? And he goes, you just walk around, and it's like a huge zone. The whole fucking game. You don't zone. The problem is, well, I asked him about zoning, you know, mobs.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Well, he said they stopped chasing you after a while. Like, at some point, there is a zone line that you don't see, and they just stop chasing you and walk back to camp, you know, wherever they
are. It's not in their region or whatever.
Yeah, because they won't go across it. Yeah, could you imagine being, like, the deepest part of the damn place and have to run, like,
all the way to
the equivalent of, like, 10 zones over to a town, you know? That would suck ass. But, again, I don't know. He said there was very few people in there, and I came across a review in some magazine, and it was, like, the graphics were horrible. I mean, this was, like, EverQuest. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then and whoever the reviewer was, he mentioned that there was nobody there. He goes, you can play all day, and you're soloing all day long. You know, and that's incredibly boring. I mean, nothing's worse than feeling like you're the only dude in some huge world, and you're just wandering around.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's kind of neat when you know there's other people there, though. Like if every so often you run across people, I like that. And you're rocking around by yourself, that's cool. But man, when you are the only guy there, that blows.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. But that's going to kill that game. I think it's done already. I really do. It's called Horizons. Anarchy Online's another popular one. At least they didn't go the fantasy route. You know?
They didn't try to do something different.
Yeah. Like, now, I do not care for the non-fantasy. But I must respect that at least they didn't do yet another fantasy-based MMORPG.
Right.
You know, I mean, seems to be pretty popular. A lot of people love it, too. I wouldn't mind seeing an awesome space one either.
There's Earth and Beyond.
There's friggin' Star Wars suck-ass galaxies.
Oh yeah, I've heard that's terrible.
I keep hearing bad shit. I hear good things from like 3 people out of like every 500 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know about Rybo. I don't know how sucked into Star Wars he is, because he loves... Well, he really liked Star Wars Galaxy, but we sucked him back into Final Fantasy. There was a time where he wasn't playing. We were like, come back, and finally he stayed. But I know a couple of people that are total fanboys of Star Wars stuff, and they just can't say enough about it. They're just like, oh, it's the greatest, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, God, that's funny.
It's because there's Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, I want to be a Jedi, you know, it's, alright, guys. I guess they changed all that, too. They keep changing it. They keep, before, to become a Jedi, it was really hard, and if you died, you were dead. If you were a Jedi, which was I thought was awesome, because what's going to happen now? Now, where you don't die permanently as a Jedi, how many Jedis do you have walking around? Every single fucking person is a Jedi. You know, at some point, it'll get that bad.
Yeah, but eventually you're going to die. Imagine you work hours and hours and hours and days getting this character to become a Jedi.
Yeah.
And then you're in a party and some jackass gets you killed.
Well,
Yeah, that boils. Because
you've gotten killed but from people. I know you have.
Oh yeah, definitely. But I don't think it's like
your guy is gone. I don't think. You know what I mean? I think it like resets you back a ways, so you got to work back the Jedi. I think. I don't think it's like you're gone. I think it's like you're dead, but you lose your Jedi stuff and you come back way lower or something. I don't think you're just gone. That would be a little hardcore.
Even that's a little hardcore. I mean,
well, I don't know. But I don't really care, you know, either. Yeah. The same token, whatever. But, oh man, I was just thinking of something else I really wanted to bring up for this. I spaced out thinking about friggin' Star Wars. God damn it. It'd even be cool to have one where you're like freelancer. That game's pretty damn cool. But, like, why can't we have fleets of guys flying around? A monster fucking universe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like an MMORPG. Of Master of Orion.
That's Earth and Beyond.
Is it good? Oh. See, that would be neat. I think that would be really, really cool too.
At least I think I never played it, but it just it came up and then disappeared like a month later.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's in the bargain bin. It's like $5 in the bargain bin.
It'll be right there alongside with Horizons any day now. I bet anything. You know that that one game was called Priston Tale. The one I was sure was called Prison Tale. It's Priston Tale. That looks pretty cool. I don't think it's going to fly, though. Again, another no-name company that wants to make some money. And that's a lot of money they make. I mean, you know, when a game like this gets pretty popular, they make a ton of money. And I think they're all
millions
getting...
millions a month.
Yeah, and they're getting way too greedy, though. I think that's what the biggest problem is. They just see, holy crap, we can convince people to pay us to play this crap every month, and we don't have to do shit, really? Oh, yeah! And I think that's what they keep seeing. They keep seeing the long-term money, you know, yeah. I think that's really hurting it now. It was really cool when there was a few of them, you know, and maybe the group you ran into was three or four different guys that played three or four different MMORPGs, but now it's like you can talk to 30 people and they're all playing a different game, you know.
There's a whole rack in Best Buy devoted to MMORPGs, and there's only three racks.
Yeah, yeah. And here you go, you know, they're trying to sell the big money-making ones, you know. People are willing, and you know, it's like, that crowd, too, is, like, willing to pay that. So they don't care. It'll slap $50 on it, it'll be $50 for days, not, like, anything else. Oh, everything else drops to 20 and 30 pretty soon, you know. This crap stays $50 for day or more for a long time, you know. Then they know they got more money coming with the expansion packs. We learned from EverQuest. How many they got now? 6 or 7?
That's something like that.
Jesus, I know. What was it? Gates of Discord was the new one, right? Yeah. Oh, my God. Time for a new one from Final Fantasy, baby. They already registered the URL and everything, so we know it's close now. I don't know. But I was seeing it all over earlier last week. All right. Time to step away from the MMORPGs. But right back into some Square news, of course. I don't know how come they're doing so much lately. But this is really cool for fans of the old-school Final Fantasy games. Final Fantasy 1 and 2 are being put on the Game Boy Advance, which is pretty neat.
Yeah.
But it's still not what I want. Damn it. They're like holding out just to torture me.
One, five.
Six. 5 would be great, too. 5 would be awesome. 5
six
was pretty
three.
Cool. Yeah, 6 was 3. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's the one I want more than anything. Now, I swear to God, nobody will ever see me again. I'll just always be in the bathroom or something. You know? Sitting there with my Game Boy. Oh my God, that would be really nice. But, you know, it looked a lot like Origins, which is why I am not so enthused by this. You know, Final Fantasy Origins, did you see that?
Right.
You know, for the PlayStation? Which is fantastic.
It's probably just Origins without... The
CGI, right? Slapped onto a Game Boy Advance cart. Which is fine, but I really would have rather had the portable one, you know, first. Because I would probably rather have this on my Game Boy than I would to sit at home with my PlayStation. It's hard to play Origins when you're surrounded by all these fat games.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, ugh, I want to go play Final Fantasy 1. And as fun as it is, I mean, I've actually gotten about halfway through it. You know, it's just like, I can't play all the time because I'm looking at this other crazy, awesome stuff. And it's like, well, I got to get this.
Which has more than 8 colors.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, Origins, they bumped it to like 16 now, right?
Wow.
We've caught up a little bit, you know, to present-day standards. But they changed some of the stuff in the game that I don't know if it'll break it, though. I'm sure they balanced it as best they could. But, like, you remember in
Final Fantasy 1 where when you learned the spell, it was like you could learn, like, the way the spell casting. It wasn't like a pull. You didn't have, like, mana points.
Mm-hmm.
You memorized fucking Cure 2 five times. Remember? They changed it. So now you have, like, a mana pull. And then you get to pick your spells like you would in most any other game.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they did that with 2 also. I haven't actually played 2 yet, because I was actually waiting to beat the first one before I jumped into the second one. I imagine it works the same way. And then they added, like, a whole new level to each one of them. As if it was, like, part of the story, and they made it continue. So, like, when you play the first one, there's, like, a whole extra part to the story with, like, dungeons and bosses and all this crazy shit, and it actually continues in the second part that nobody's ever seen before.
Well, that's good.
That's really cool. You know, this would be, like, I mean, for the hardcore Final Fantasy crowd, that's pretty awesome. You know, seeing a bunch of, you know, seeing new stuff in these classics. That's pretty cool.
Although it's probably just the stuff they had in the Japanese version.
Yeah, probably.
They do that.
I know, huh?
Every game they do that.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it at all. Like, they're going to be laughing at us when we shell out another $35, $40.
Like 10, for instance. There's a whole section of the game where you can go and fight these ultimate versions of the summons.
That's a lot like what this sounded like when I was reading it. Something about, like, crazy versions of the bosses or something.
And that's in the Japanese version, and they just took it out and shipped it over to America.
Damn it, what the hell? I swear to God. Now, this really saddens me, because I really thought we had this story before anybody else. And then, of course, we wandered over to Slashdot, like everybody does. I happen to be cruising through the game news, and I can't believe it, but they beat us to it. I'm really pissed about that. Tribes 1 and 2 are going to be free. They're coming out on May 4th, and you can go to File Planet's website. Everybody knows that place, you know, where you have to wait for, you know, 6 weeks to download your game.
Before you even start the download.
Before you start the download, yeah.
If you're on dial-up, you might as well forget it.
Head out on vacation. The worst part is you can't. They make you wait there and watch their ads, because you have to click here to download. Now, after all that, it should just kick on.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. God, it sucks. But Tribes 1 and 2, for free, you can download them at FilePlanet.com on May 4th, and it's coming out with, I guess, the May or June issue of Computer Gaming World, which, by the way, happens to be my favorite magazine, and Jeff Green is my hero. But you can get it for free. I don't know if it's going to be a DVD or a CD-ROM, though. I imagine it's going to be a DVD in that issue. But they caught a lot of shit releasing one DVD. And people were pissed off because they don't have DVD players in their computers.
Oh, come on.
I know. They're too cheap to shell out the $40 for the damn thing, but they probably have 27 magazine subscriptions.
No kidding. Besides the fact that they've been coming standard in
for how long?
Years.
Yeah, and people still don't have it. I don't understand. But they got endless shit over it, and I, for one, have to congratulate them, though. I mean, this is progress. Fuck the CD-ROMs. They give us, because look what happens now. You get one game. Before, how many games would you get on a CD? It'd be like 10 games, movies, patches, fucking all kinds of shit. Demos, screenshots, wallpapers,
everything.
Reviews. I mean, they had all kinds of crap. Utilities, tools. Now, you get one game. Because on Real Tournament, 650 meg download requires the whole disc. Mm-hmm. You get Far Cry. And you better like it for that month, because that's all you're getting, because it fits on one CD, the demo. Now,
DVDs, ROMs have been out for a really long
time. So long.
It's time to start doing something about it. Instead of getting games that are like 6 CDs big.
Yeah.
It would just be one DVD.
You know what? Unreal Tournament 2004 has a DVD version. I'm so happy about that. Because Unreal Tournament 2003 was on like 3 or 4 CDs. I hate that. There's no reason. Baldur's Gate's another good example. There's no reason you need 6 CDs when you can use one DVD.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just give me the DVD already and let us pay for it. I'll pay extra. I'll pay an extra $5 for a DVD. You know, I really would.
Even though it costs them 30 cents.
I know, yeah.
If that.
But that's alright. They want to slap the DVD logo on it and charge me more, fine. I only want the one disc that will install faster anyway. I don't have to change disc. Final Fantasy comes on 4 CDs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus Christ, give us one DVD and get it over with. But, Tribes. I mean, these are great. Have you ever played these?
You know, I haven't.
Wolf and I were so addicted. I mean, incredibly addicted. Tribes was the first game that got me to accept team-based multiplayer first-person shooters. I was all about the deathmatch before.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care. I was like, you guys and your pansy capture the flag, you know, what is this, running around the battlefield all scared, then running away and not fighting like a pansy to get back to your base, you pussies. And then we go to, well, I went. He never, ever, never, ever went. I don't understand this. He didn't want to unhook his rig and bring it over to this place. There was a LAN party like once a month. And Ode got me to go, and it was just the absolute coolest game I've ever played. And it really made me accept, you know, the capture the flag style play and the team-based play, because it was like, holy crap, we got snipers in here, and I don't have to be one. Or, you know, or holy shit, I'm a sniper, and I actually got something to protect me. Mm-hmm. That was really cool to me. As opposed to, like, deathmatch, where it's like, well, I got to be a sniper this round and pray nobody rolls up on me and pops me in the back of the head because nobody's got my back. You know, that free-for-all crap, which is still a blast. I mean, there's nothing like a good deathmatch.
Oh, yeah.
Tribes 1 and 2, and 2 is still a fantastic game. 1 might be pushing it because it's hella old now. Mm. You know, I mean, it runs like 7 billion frames per second on everybody's machine. The graphics are kind of dated. Still a fun game, but, I mean, when you're looking at Tribes 2, a game, I mean, damn. This game was putting Voodoo 5s out of commission. You know, it ran like ass on some decent hardware, and it was a fat game. It still is a fun game. Every so often, I get the urge fired up, and I still do. And now, everybody's going to be able to do it for free. I know my buddy Zor in Florida is going to be one happy camper, because his dumb ass was too cheap to shell out the $10 for the game it was. For the last, like, year, it was 10 bucks. He even mooched my account for a while just to play. But now it's going to be free. I'm going to have to give him a call.
I really think that developers should start doing this more often. If anything, it's a PR thing.
It is, but I fear a company with a game like Valve, like with Counter-Strike. Because so many people are still... I mean, look at today's hardware. And I know plenty of people that have today's hardware. Mm-hmm. And what do they play? Counter-Strike. You know... I want to strangle him, but that's besides the point.
I have a friend that's just totally into Counter-Strike even today, and I was over at his house, and he was playing it, and I was amazed at how many people were on the
servers. Still playing, huh?
It was just lisp.
I know. It's crazy, and I think a lot of those guys do have 486s still, and that's what they're playing on, but a lot of them don't, and they're still playing that crap every single fucking day.
It was a great game.
Yeah, was.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of other good shit out there now, too. You know, just like it, that improved all the complaints you have. Just go look around. It's amazing. But if Counter-Strike came out for free, holy God. Something like that. Okay, first of all.
Counter-Strike is free.
Counter-Strike, the mod, is free. You have to own Half-Life.
Right.
Okay. But if, like, Counter-Strike, okay, let's say the new one, Condition Zero. Let's say they opened that one up for whatever reason and made it free. Nobody would ever play any fucking game again. They wouldn't make any money for like the next 10 years. That just would be it. You know, they would have to outdo themselves somehow. And that's pretty rough. I mean, that'd be hard to outdo Counter-Strike. It really is. I mean,
but all these people who own Counter-Strike, Half-Life.
They can get Counter-Strike for free. It's just a mod.
And then they're not paying anymore.
No, they're not. But...
So it might as well be free, because they're not...
It's not like you're paying monthly, but at least they got some money. And now all these guys paying for Condition Zero, it's 30 or 50 bucks or whatever it is. That's more money coming in. But if they made it, oh, you know, just free, here you go. That's no money, and people still really, really want to play that. A lot of the games that are coming out, nobody really wants to play. Like Grand Theft Auto 1 is free. Whoopity-doo, you know?
Well, yeah, but those are the kind of games I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Coming out for free.
Okay. Not something that people are still hella playing every
day. No.
Yeah, okay, that makes
sense. I'm talking about like stuff like Tribes 2.
Yeah. Well, see, the hell people are playing Tribes 2, though. Hop on the... I was just playing a little while ago. That is still an insanely popular game. I think what they're trying to do, though, is bolster support for Tribes 3. When Vengeance comes out, because it uses the Unreal Tournament engine, and it looks just fucking sick. And if it's anything like Tribes 1 and 2, where, oh my, as long as it's not as buggy as Tribes 2 was when it came out, and that was embarrassing. But oh my God, that game's gonna kill. It's gonna kill. Good news for Xbox. Our friends over at Microsoft. Hi, Bill. Remember what we said last week, or whatever, 2 weeks ago, or whatever, that the Xbox was dropping to $150?
Right.
They did, and Microsoft is claiming that their average sales are doubled after the price drop. And, which is good news for them. I mean, that's a lot of more, you know, many, many more Xboxes in more homes. And Nintendo is shrugging it off. Nintendo has come out and said, basically they don't scare us. I mean, they're throwing down the gauntlet. It is crazy. They said they're nothing. We don't care. We dropped our price to $100 like 3 or 4 months ago, and that what they said they were up like 73% like overall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I was reading something, it was like two separate articles, and it was just funny to, I was like pulling up side by side too somehow, you know, I was like reading a bunch of news and stuff, and here I come across this article, it's Microsoft gloating, and here's Nintendo, just going, that ain't shit to us. It's great, but you know what, and Nintendo where were they? We just, remember you saw it? The number one software?
Oh, yeah, the number one software company in Japan.
Yeah, for the year.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the fiscal year, which I guess ended at the the beginning of this month, May 31st,
it's
I guess,
a big
or whatever.
Deal.
Or March. Yeah,
huge
that's huge.
Deal.
That's huge.
I mean, it's just as big as it is in America.
Yeah.
I
mean, probably bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, than to us, because we don't seem to care about anything about movies and movie stars and, you know, some guy's name on our underwear. At least they care about video games, something important.
Yeah.
You know, God. But that was some interesting news. I mean, it's good to hear.
It's good for Nintendo.
It's good for Nintendo. It's good for Xbox. Sony didn't say anything except for, oh, we're working on the PSP. Yeah. As if they're going to kill them all. They're gonna shut the Xbox down with the PSP and the GameCube, right? They sure seem pretty sure of themselves. They blow my mind. I'll believe it when I see it. I hope it's great because you know what? Square loves them. And if Square loves them, they're going to get some nice games. They're going to get Final Fantasy remakes again on this thing. And pray to God they release Final Fantasy VI for me.
I think they should go back to loving Nintendo.
To what? Oh, I think so, too. Nintendo needs some loving.
The only reason they left Nintendo is because of the cartridge debacle with N64.
Yeah, with the they got
they wanted to go into bigger games, bigger
you know
format.
They actually did have partially developed Final Fantasy VII. For the 64.
Really?
Yeah, I have seen video of it and screenshots of it. It looks like ass. I mean, it looks horrible.
Really?
Compared to the one that actually came out on the PlayStation. I mean, it looks horrible, bad, and really ugly. But, at the time, it would have been the shit, you know?
Mm.
So, but it still wouldn't have even come close to what came out on the PlayStation. So I think, I mean, looking at this from what I believe it to be art, I think they made a good, good move, because fuck selling your soul to a company for just because. You know, if this is your life, blood, and your heart and soul, put it on what's going to make it, you know, be as best as it can be. You know, so I think they made a good move. I'd prefer them to stay with Nintendo just from loyalties of past, but, you know, hey, they did the right thing, I think.
Oh, most definitely, because they needed the bigger format.
They had to, yeah.
They needed the more
shit,
more space.
That was a couple of CDs, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That would have been a monster car. It would have been as big as your Nintendo.
It weighs like 10 pounds.
Cost like $400. That would have been nuts. Let's see. What else did we have that was interesting?
That's why it looked like ass, because they couldn't keep the resolution up.
No, like almost no textures either. I mean, it was horrible.
The graphical power of the N64 was good.
It was decent enough.
The cartridges couldn't hold enough resolution.
Even with that little pack they added later on, it didn't help a whole hell of a lot, it seemed like. Still did GoldenEye justice, though. Mortal Kombat Deception. Now, I can't stand Mortal Kombat. I was kind of into Mortal Kombat 3 for a while, only because it seemed like the best of all of them at the time. You know, it had the most shit, is why.
Right.
Still wasn't the greatest game I'd ever played. Didn't care. I mean, you can't compete with Street Fighter and Killer Instinct. At the time, I didn't care. I didn't like the new one. What was that called?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Deadly something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Deadly Alliance.
Yeah. I didn't like it at all. I didn't even like the graphics. I thought it was pretty bad.
I thought it was okay, but...
Wolf owns it. I don't understand that at all, but he owns it. But, on the bright side of the Mortal Kombat universe, there's a new one. Mortal Kombat Deception is coming out, and the screenshots I saw were really impressive.
Yeah, those are impressive.
They looked really nice, and... Which was a surprise to me, because I have always pictured that series having crappy graphics and shitty control. So, I was pretty impressed with this, you know, by just the graphics alone. They also said that a lot of the old Mortal Kombat characters are going to be in the game at some point. Like, they're not all playable,
right.
But there's a lot of your old favorite people playable. Now, I was a big Sub-Zero fan at the time. I loved that guy, just because the controls were so bad. The only way I could do any moves was to freeze people for a minute and stand there and, like, fight the controls for a second and figure it out.
So I sure like to see Sub-Zero. I guess in the single player tournament mode, you know, where you're just mowing down people and whatnot, they're going to have cameos of some of the old guys. I imagine you're going to fight a few of them too, mm-hmm. which would be pretty cool for fans of the series because they're going to get to see all these old faces if they remember and stuff. And there's a lot of guys in the Mortal Kombat universe.
Yeah, there.
They're going to add multi-tiered levels, like Soul Calibur. You know, when you knock people off a level and they fall down, and you're like, you were up in a temple and then you fell off and you're on a cliff and you knock off again, you're like on the beach.
That was in Mortal Kombat 2 or 3 or something.
2 and 3, maybe, right? Like, yeah. Both of them, I think, where you could knock them up and then
they'd fall into the floor.
Yeah, but they took it away after that. Mm-hmm. They didn't have, the other one was just like a pit, like an arena, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they made a big deal about it because they took it away and they're giving it back now. But, you know, this one's going to be all nice in 3D, so it's going to be much cooler.
Cause, right.
You know, whatever. Also, now, I'm not clear on the Deadly Alliance one, but did every character only have one fatality? I think so.
I didn't get into it. I only rented it. Oh. Just kind of checked it out.
I'm not positive, but one of their big things that they were really puffing their chest out about was all the characters have multiple fatalities, which is pretty neat. And there is some, like, arena-specific ones. You know, like, remember in one of the Mortal Kombat, you could, like, uppercut some guy and stick him up on the spikes in the ceiling and kill him too? Yeah, they're going to have some more crap like that in there, but a fatality version of it. So it's going to be even gruesomer. And it's still got all the crazy shit, you know? Remember they had, like, you'd see, like, a skeleton float by in a pool of acid or something, all kinds of freaky shit. In the screenshots I saw, they had bodies hanging from the roof. Like they just hung themselves, like they just got hanged.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, bodies around the arena. You know, it's going to be nice and gory and bloody, just like, you know, you expect Mortal Kombat to be. So
right. That
should be pretty cool. And the best part, they're going to have some online capabilities. Nothing like killing people that you don't have to listen to scream.
Unless it's on the Xbox.
Yeah, then you got to listen to him whine and bitch. Actually, you know what? In the fighting games, they don't talk a lot. They chatter like hell in the racing games, though. They're just like, whatever. They're just talking about crap. In the fighting games, your concentration is like, you know, 100% on kicking that guy's ass. Every now and again, all you hear is, damn it. Oh, fuck. And at the end of every fight, once in a while, you get, good game, man. Nice one. You know, that's it. It's weird. Like, you hear nothing. You might as well not have the headset on, you know? Let's see. What else did I see that was really cool? Oh, yeah, for the PlayStation 2. Now, this game. We had a big thing on the show about this game for the longest time because it was all Wolf Play for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Love this game. This is like Final Fantasy Tactics, right? Mm-hmm. One of those, like, 2D games that puts you on a fake 3D, like, map where it's, like, all strategy. You run around and try to take over and get the objective, whatever it is. Kill everything, get to a certain point,
right. Capture
some kind of relic that's on one certain block, you know, whatever. It's a strategy game. And this game was hugely popular for what it was. I didn't think it was going to be that great. Turned out to be pretty awesome. Very involved. And it turns out there was a game before that that was never released here in America. It was called La Pucelle Tactics. And I guess it came out a year before Disgaea, and this La Pucelle, you're fighting with angels, like the good side, right? Now, those of us who played Disgaea remember that it was like the bad side. And they're not it all tied together, but it just so happens to be that way, so it's kind of neat. I mean, especially for fans of Disgaea, they can pick up this one now and see, basically in their mind, it's going to be like the other side.
Right.
It'd be kind of cool. You know, it's got the sprites. Kobar's a happy man. It's got the sprites, you know, it's got the same bright, colorful, beautiful, cartoony graphics that Disgaea had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just big, huge characters, crazy spell effects and whatnot. You know what I mean? It's like when you shoot somebody with a lightning bolt, you're calling down the thunder, you know? It's not just like Final Fantasy 1. I mean, it is this big Final Fantasy 10 type ordeal where you're there for an hour and a half to do 20 points of damage. You know, they really do it well. They do it pretty cool. Lots of strategy involved. And this is the kind of crap you stay up to like 3 a.m. playing. Because you're like, oh, I know I can beat this guy. I played him all day for 16 hours and I can't win this map, but I got his ass this time. I mean, it's some good shit. This new one is a lot like it. Definitely, I think that this is going to be a winner. I'm glad that they're bringing this kind of stuff over here. Because this shows that it does matter.
a little game like this game from a developer like Atlus, you know, that isn't huge widespread. I mean, they have a ton of good games and a lot of fat ones, you know. I mean, shit, I even own quite a few of them. But they're not one of, like, the top guys, right?
Right.
But they bring over some of the bad shit. This actually isn't from them, but it's the same idea. Small group, you know, that just brings over something like this because they knew it would do well because something else just like it did that they didn't think it would do so good.
Right.
That is awesome. I like to see shit like that. Now, we played, speaking of strategy, Battle Mages. This is a real-time strategy game. If you can track it down, there is a demo out there somewhere. Chances are to get it, you've got to wait a half an hour before your download can begin. Now, this, I don't even know why I bother trying to play real-time strategy games anymore. Because nothing can compare to Warcraft 3. I mean, nothing. There's nothing I've seen that's been that good.
It kind of puts a bad taste in your mouth for anything else.
It does, it really does. And I hate it because, like, I like these kind of games. They're fun as shit, but when I'm looking at it going, oh my god, why did they release this crap like it is? I can't help but think, god, I want to play Warcraft now, you know? Because it's fat, and it's good, and it did it right. Alright? First thing is, they changed the controls. Now, if there's one thing that we have learned, you let Blizzard make the controls. You copy them, because they work. Alright? Next thing you do, you release it in 3D. Okay, now this game was 3D, I'll give them that. But the camera control was so poor.
Oh, yeah.
It was, I kept hitting wrong buttons trying, because you have to hold down control and then swing your mouse around to move the camera. Which is a pain in the ass when you're trying to maneuver your units, which are controlled by like 1 and 2, but the camera is also controlled by the WASD configuration that you use for every first person shooter.
You're like a floating head. Almost.
Yeah, it has some really, you can almost look in like every direction. You can't quite spin around, but you almost can. Yet the camera snaps to its own position, which I think was one of the biggest problems. Like if you hit, you know, say you got a group of guys grouped as your number one group, and you hit one on the keyboard, it'll center on those guys. But their version of center is like swing the camera around and put you way hella far from which direction you want to be facing and get behind your guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a nice way to look at the game. And if you try to do it correctly, like our friends at Blizzard do it, where it's mostly overhead, and you can always see what's going on, if you get mostly overhead, you have so many units in like two groups that that's all you can see. You cannot see the enemy coming at you, right? Mm-hmm. You just can't do it. And now the world was kind of neat. Like the graphics of the world, they were decent.
I just hope that it was just a demo problem, because like, there was like under textures that kept popping out. There were tiles that you could see.
Exactly, right? I mean, it was a gnarly graphics glitch. And I don't know, and I don't think it's the game. I really don't. I think it's the drivers, the video card drivers I've got. I've got the brand new 56, whatever. They're on NVIDIA's website. The newest drivers, and yeah, it didn't play well with the game. Because exactly as you said, like you could see like the patches of ground, like it almost looked like you were flying over the U.S. Where you like you see patches of farms and shit, and then just dirt. It was exactly like that, and I thought it was like that the whole time, until I happened to swing the camera just a certain way, and all of a sudden the graphics clicked in and they blended properly. You know, and it was like, holy shit, this looks pretty cool like that.
Yeah.
It didn't look half bad at all. The units weren't very good looking. I didn't think the models were very good.
No, and. There didn't seem to be a whole lot of action.
There was nothing out there.
You were playing for, 10 minutes at least, and you had, two battles.
Oh, shit, it took me 10 minutes to get from the one place to that town. I was there for a while. We played that for, at least a half an hour before I couldn't take it anymore. It was a long time, yeah. We were playing there for just to walk across.
That's why I was downloading
the videos. I mean, it just, and those two battles, I started.
Yeah.
It wasn't like something came at me and I had to defend myself. It's like I could have putzed around forever, and instead I had to go walk around and seek shit out just to check shit out, and there was like no point in doing it. Now, it did have kind of neat stuff with like the leveling system, though. Like, all your units gain levels. which I'm a big fan of. I like it because if you're good enough, you can keep certain dudes alive for days, and then they start getting ranks, and like if not more powers, at least they get really burly.
Mm-hmm.
But your main guy, of course, they took like the hero system because since Warcraft did it, everybody's got to have a hero now. You can't just have mad armies. You got to have one main fat guy, which is cool though because it adds a nice element to it where you get experience points for like your commander guy. And they had a skill tree that I swear to God they ripped directly out of Diablo 2. Did you know? I mean, the same chart, like, and everything. Like, the same way that you do it. It was just like, okay, you ripped that off. Why couldn't you rip off Warcraft a little better? That's what you're trying to emulate here.
Well, it was weird. It seemed like it was kind of a combination of genres to me.
Yeah.
You had, like, no town.
Yeah.
You had no base.
I imagine, though, in the later levels, you probably do. I hope.
And you, like, went around doing quests and stuff.
Yeah, like, mowing shit down instead of... Yeah, I noticed that was a little weird. Now, I don't know. I imagine at some point you get a castle. Because there was resources in one of the things. In one of the screens I pulled up, I did see, like, trees and gold and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't mine. It was that town's. And I had to, like, help them get stuff. But it wasn't, like, me. So I imagine, though, there's, like, a... Because remember they gave me units for walking those dudes across?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you get, like, a reward-based quest thing is how you get your unit. Like, if you want to beat the enemy... Instead of having, like, an army of peons mining and chopping wood and whatnot, like we're used to, I think you send your army out and do quests and shit, and you get rewards, of which are units, and go out. Because remember we killed all them ghouls at that one place, and they gave me, like, that banner, which gave all my guys better stats?
Right.
I think it's, like, a reward-based thing, rather than, like, a resource-based thing, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, which is cool. It's a fresh idea.
Definitely is. Yeah, I haven't seen anything that's strictly that. I haven't seen anything that's strictly like that. So it just doesn't work so well in that game. And I'm kind of bummed because I was really hoping it was cool. I really was. It seemed like they had all the elements right, and they just broke it by just fucking up a few things. It
just didn't fit together properly.
It didn't. It was a nice idea, though. It was a real nice idea. And I feel like more than let down. I feel more than just let down. I feel, like, sad for them. Like it was wasted. Like, effort wasted. Like, they're onto something. But I think it'd be really cool. But just because they had a few big flaws, this is, like, in today's market, this is going to kill them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is it. They're going to lose all kinds of money, and that's probably the last we'll hear from whatever the hell company that was. I didn't even look, because it seemed like it was nobody I'd heard of. I didn't even look, though, come to think of it. But it was a good idea. It just seemed like it would have been really cool. But it didn't play out right, And you did have spells and stuff again, too. Like your main, who didn't actually travel with the group, by the way. Like your hero guy didn't travel with the group. There was no, like, mega dude walking around. You just had,
he was like a floating head.
Yeah, you were just like this overseer of the army. Like, you just float along with him, and then you can drop your spells and whatnot. Which, I guess, isn't so bad. I mean, you're not in combat anyway. I don't know. I like having a hands-on... A guy that I can see that's just ripping people up, like in Warcraft. Yeah.
Right.
I hate to go back to it, but they did such a good friggin' job. I can't
Excellent
wait.
Excellent game.
It is. I can't wait to see what they're gonna do with StarCraft 2. Oh my god. I know
StarCraft was an awesome game when it came out too.
It was. It's still pretty decent.
Oh yeah.
I can't play it. I can't, cause I don't like the star stuff. I like the fantasy stuff. So
right.
Warcraft came out and I'm laughing at everybody's face. Look at how much better this is than your StarCraft. And they're like, I hate you, but it's going to be different when StarCraft 2 comes out. I know a lot of players that love StarCraft. And
see, I'm great because I love them both. So
you're the one that everybody can agree with and like. They can all hate me. Go to hell. I like my fantasy crap. I want swords and elves and little fairy pixies and shit and fucking magic. Screw those pulse cannons and tanks and armor and guns and spaceships and phaser guns and shit. Come on. It just, I don't know, I don't buy it. It doesn't seem as fun for me. Okay. Speaking of StarCraft.
Ghost.
This is a monster of a game, and we had to retouch it because so much stuff comes out for this game, like daily. You hear stuff about it. Everywhere you look, I see stuff. I just don't look around enough. But you know what? When I did, holy crap, there was like 10 things in different magazines, there was shit all over the
web.
There
was a big lull for a while, though. I almost thought that it went away.
It didn't seem like that, but you know what I think it was? I think all the World of Warcraft news was covering it up. Mm. You type in Blizzard now, and, you know, on any search engine, and what happens? You get slaughtered with World of Warcraft stuff.
Yeah. Most definitely.
They know how to market, though. You know? Nobody cares about Ghost. Console players care about Ghost. Everybody else, the PC crowd, is drooling over World of Warcraft now, though. But then, this will come out, and all we're going to hear about is Ghost, you know? And people are going to be clamoring for fucking StarCraft 2. You know, they do it well. They don't release 10 games. They release one. You know? It's not a bad plan. Now, from what I understand, Ghost is coming out for all three consoles.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's just mind-blowing, man, right?
F this frickin'
exclusive bullshit, yeah. Now, there's supposed to be... Okay, well, at this point, Blizzard says there's about 22 levels. Now, I imagine that this follows a long way.
What the hell is about 22 levels?
Well, that's like, there's about 22, and there may be more or less. So there's around 22 is what they're aiming for, I guess. But like the way it sounds, it's like they're aiming for like a like GoldenEye with more action. You know, because what it's third person, though, which I'm going to have a hell of a time getting over. Because most of them I have real camera issues with, but we'll see what happens. I have faith. Blizzard, do not let me down. Okay? You play that chick Nova, who's a ghost. Now, those of you who haven't played StarCraft, the ghost is one of the badass guys that you can get that can turn invisible and sneak around. They could call down the fattest part of the game to me, the nuclear strike.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
They laze the target.
Oh, my God. You know, everybody I know knows that that's not a very good strategy most of the time. What they do is they amass the fucking battleship things, and you can't beat them because there's like 8 of them just mowing.
Protoss, baby.
Those guys are mean. Oh, my God, with the little dudes that fly around. Holy shit, the carriers.
Yeah, you get a full fleet of those things, and
it's over. But if you're playing the humans, though, you got the battleship guys, because they can just kill in one hit, you know, with that blast.
Zuma raid.
Yeah, right? Or you get two of them and can take down a carrier. I never liked the style of gameplay, though, because it was that brute force.
Yeah.
I like that finesse approach, you know, the elegant style of whooping your opponent's ass, and he knows there's nothing that he can do about it. So I was all about the ghosts and the nuke in that game. And I wouldn't half-ass it, either. Oh, no. I would get 3 or 4 nukes on you at the same time. So sure, you were shitting your pants when you heard nuclear strike has been detected. But then you start looking on your map, you're like, holy shit, there goes my whole fucking town. God, it was awesome. So it's going to be really cool for me to play as one of those ghosts. And the story behind it was like they were engineered at birth to be like that. Mm-hmm. Like they weren't just like units that were trained. They were engineered to be that. So I mean, it's just like the story is so deep. Anyway. You're playing this chick who, out for whatever reason, gets involved in something, I'm sure. They didn't say too much on the story, because, you know, they're probably saving that for the game. But you have the powers that you had when you were in StarCraft, along with other crap, you know.
Right.
But you've got, like, psionic powers. You've got the cloaking, which is, you know, I mean, a must-have. If you're going to be playing one of these guys, that's, like, the basic thing is the cloak. You know, you can be invisible, but you can still be detected by sound, which is neat, too. So you can't just pop yourself invisible and go running around through whatever. It kind of gave me like that Metal Gear Solid and like Splinter Cell feel.
Yeah, like, I've been wondering for a long time how much FPS and how much Metal Gear Solid is.
That's a better like Quake and Metal Gear. I don't know how much we're going to find out, because I don't know. It's like nobody can say for sure, because I don't think anybody's played it yet. Even the reviewers, I don't think are really playing it for that long if they're getting to play a level at all. Yeah. I think they're watching the video. You've also got like a vision, like a psionic vision, like a psionic sight power thing, where you can detect heat. So you can see through walls and detect if there's like an enemy on the other side, and like fresh footprints in the ground, right. Like if somebody just passed by. I mean, so this sounds really cool to me, because I'm all for, like, the sneaky, espionage-y, fucking hide in shadows kind of stuff. I love that stuff. So something like this where I can take my time and creep around, I think I'm going to really dig it. In all the screenshots, I noticed that she's got only 2 weapons I've seen, though. I've never seen more than 2 weapons in all the screenshots I've seen. It's only a pistol and a sniper rifle.
So I don't know what the final... I imagine the final game is probably going to be all kinds. But it seems like I've only seen two weapons.
I don't know. In StarCraft, I think they only had the rifle.
Yeah, yeah, probably. So, I mean, I guess I should be lucky to have a pistol at all. But there is one really awesome move you can do. And this right here is the kind of thing that you're going to get hooked on.
Can you laze them?
What you can do is hang upside down and snipe people.
Nice.
You can, like, crawl up in the rafters and shit and then drop down behind and hang upside down and fucking shoot things.
Oh.
That's going to be neat. Because all those little moves and shit make stuff really neat. You know, all that stuff... You should be able to just, like, hit the deck, though, and fucking snipe shit out and make it harder to get hit, too, but I imagine they're going to have some of that. I mean, there's going to be a lot of surprises. I bet there's going to be a lot of cool stuff.
But, Blizzard always keeps a lot of shit under wraps. Yeah, but
that one that they let out is so fat, because you never see that anywhere. You never see anybody hanging upside down sniping people. You know, how fucking cool is that? But you can also get the hands-on approach. You can still get up to them, Metal Gear Solid style, crack some heads. So that's cool too, because you can't always go shooting. You gotta be quiet. You know, and since this is gonna be, you know, a heavy emphasis on combat and espionage, you know, and then the silent but deadly. Now, my favorite part though. Now see, as I'm reading all these reviews, there's one thing I noticed that they never touched on. The nuke. The best fucking part about it,
that's
right?
What I'm saying.
This is what I'm talking about, right? Right here. Now I did see that you are able to call in strikes. But it's a battlecruiser strike, at least that we know of anyway, right?
Right.
You know, those battleships with that gun, right. You can actually call them down, I guess, and a fleet will fucking fly over and zap some shit for you. And like a tank artillery thing can roll in and blow some shit up too, which is cool and all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a nuke. So, I don't know if they're like keeping it quiet. They better be, because if there is not a nuke in this game, I am not playing it. You absolutely have to include the nuke in a game like this. You know, this is Warcraft without orcs, okay? Yeah. If you do not have the nuke in this game, this is all about the ghost.
Obviously, it'd have to be, like, very limited. You can just be all...
Yeah, yeah. I bomb here, yeah.
Nuke.
Well, you know, I'm sure it's going to be, like, if you get it at all, it's going to be one per level. If at all.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to be something that you probably can't be anywhere near when it hits. You know, this is, like, you're going to have to set this shit up, like, 5 minutes ahead of time at the end of the level and hightail it to the front of the level. You know, I don't think it's going to be something you can just throw down willy-nilly in the middle of combat. Oh, shit, I need some cover. I'm all right. You know? I don't think that's going to happen. I know they're going to make it fat. I pray they do. I hope. It might suck ass, though.
It might have
horrible camera. That's what my biggest fear is. It's a game that...
This would be Blizzard's first foray into console, too.
No, they did have StarCraft for the Nintendo 64.
Did they really?
Yeah. And they didn't do it, but it was their game.
Right.
They farmed it out to somebody else, but...
Oh!
Yeah, it was horrible, too. It was pretty bad.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. No good. But, I guess, you know, and this one, they're not doing 100% either. Somebody else is doing this one, too.
Hmm.
Fuck, I know who it is. It starts with an N, but I can't remember. I'm pretty sure.
No song.
No, I don't think it's them, though. Oh, God, I can't remember. Anyway, it's somebody else doing the majority of it, though, I believe. But, I have high hopes for this one, though. Here, stamp Blizzard Horror on my forehead. I want Ghost to be fat, though. It just sounds so good, and I think they've got a real winner here. Something I think everybody should look out for. Right? That's it. We've been done. We're out of shit to talk about. We got... Holy shit, that was exactly...
We made it.
Oh, no. That was a little bit over an hour. That's all right. I don't think we've ever had an hour show. I think we did one that was, like, short of an hour in the last, like, 6 months or something. They were long listening to us talk. But it's entertaining, right?
That's right.
So tell your friends... Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
See ya.